you were willing to work in the language of the culture, which right now is music videos and YouTube and all that, and you saw that a chance to get the message that God has given you out via this form.
Well, I just saw immediately I can't sing. I try to play a guitar and it sounds like cats in a blender, but I'm just so in awe of people who have this gift and be able to tell. I mean, brother, we would tell these stories and then a different band or a different solo artist of some of the most famous ones out there would get up and they couldn't sing for weeping from the brothers and sisters' stories. And what Ruth and I have learned from brothers and sisters in persecution, 6-8 times in Deuteronomy, God said to Moses, the message I have for Israel is too important for Israel to forget. So sing it to them. Mm-hmm. All over the world, it is individuals and house churches and others' heart songs that they sing to Jesus, and singing God's word back to him is the most powerful way of communicating the gospel to others and to worship God. And yet in my country, I come home and we're fighting and splitting over whose heart music to sing. My grandmother's heart music is not mine, but I dare not take it from her. And mine is not my kids, but I dare not take it from them. And help each generation. That's what I saw happening in that room, is that the stories of believers in persecution were helping believers in America to sing their heart music better. And I knew what that would do, because they're singing to Jesus in the prison cells and the rooms that they're locked into, and when they're chained to a chair with jumper cables on their privates with their feet in a bucket of water. This young lady in the Gulf Coast, and I can say it now, in Yemen, in a cell under a police station where she couldn't see her hand before her face and could feel the rats crawling over her and the bugs, and she starts to scream out to God, and the Holy Spirit writes music instead of scream, and she starts singing, and that police station slowly goes quiet, and they pull her out of that hellhole, and the chief of police said, "I'm going to let you go," and she said, "Sir, I can't be out by myself at midnight. I won't make it home." He said, "You don't understand. I'm taking you home." And she then was scared of that. He said, "I'm going to come get you on Tuesday. You're not afraid of anything," after listening to her sing. And my wife and children are scared to go out at night, scared to go to the toilet. They're scared of the jinns, the evil spirit. "You're afraid of nothing. I'm going to take you to my house so that you can tell my wife and children and tell me why you're not afraid." And that's what music does when we sing our heart songs to Jesus.
Music and musical taste change. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Absolutely.
Nick, you're one of a kind. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, brother. You know what? What you just did is what we do for believers in persecution. They stick them in a cell in a unmentionable place, and they tell them, "Your story is going to die here. Your voice is finished, and your words will never get out of this prison cell, out of this room, out of this dungeon." And what we do that is so wonderfully of God is we give them their voice back. And so we're telling stories from all over the Soviet Union, and that brand of communism has died, and yet the believer's stories now are all over the world, and giving another brother, sister, another family, another congregation, giving them their voice back and repeating what God has done in them is just nothing short of the miracle of God.